Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about the Watson Watch Company crashing out, attacking Joel Webbin and several other people that are friends of the channel and stuff like that. So this is a very interesting situation where you have a company that markets itself to right-wing anonymous accounts, but then attacks and demonizes them because they do not unconditionally support the state of Israel, the modern state. So we're going to talk about this, and I don't know if the guy claimed he wasn't dispensational, but he definitely is not fully honest about that. But we'll get into that and a little bit more. And it's a pretty interesting time that, you know, all this talk about Christian businesses going on with the Lucas Botkin story and, you know, all just everything else that's going on. So this is very interesting to me because, you know, I'm more of a business guy myself. So to see a company crash out like this is very interesting, especially since they're going after some of my friends as well. So let's dive into this. But first, we got a word from our dear sponsor. Hey friends, Ray Fava here from Evangelical Dark Web. It is my belief that right now we need more Christian patrons. Let me ask you something. Do you have a vision for your family, your business, your community? Do you dream of building something lasting, something that glorifies God and blesses generations to come? Are you ready to become a new Christian elite? Then you need to talk to my friends at First Liberty Building and Loan. For over 30 years, First Liberty has said yes when big banks say no. They've been the bridge between visionary entrepreneurs and the capital they need to build, buy, and grow. They don't just talk about community. They are the community, grounded in Noonan, Georgia, and serving business owners across the country. Their team is deeply involved in church leadership, local government, and civic life. And they're not afraid to say it. They honor God in all they do. And that's not just marketing. It's the foundation of their business. If you're a Christian entrepreneur who wants to build multi-generational wealth, make a cultural impact, and leave a legacy, First Liberty wants to help you do it. So grab the ox goad, light the torches. It's time to build your kingdom for God's glory and your children's future. Visit FirstLibertyGA.com to learn more and apply today. That's FirstLibertyGA.com. So Watson Watch Company, they definitely seem like they're trying to do exactly what the library just said, and the way they're starting out doing it is they're a private label watch company. And there's nothing wrong with private label. There's nothing wrong with this as a concept. And a lot of sponsors on podcasts are indeed also private label. Most people who are running a coffee company are running a private label brand. So this is something that a lot of people do, not hating the game, but at the end of the day, these are Chinese watches that they are selling for, you know, $1,000, but it's on sale for $845. But their Chinese watch is using Swiss methods and technology. So that's what the product is. And they're not exactly ready to do the whole, you know, hating on the base thing. So obviously, I'm just going to pick up in the middle of this conflict because, again, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of backstory. So let's pick up from the middle where things really kind of crash out, because they've been crashing out for a while. Watson has been. And they're like, dear Nazis, Groypers, and anti-Semites, there's no room for you in MAGA, conservatism, or the Republican Party. You have shown where your loyalties lie. You chose Iran over America. Your hate for Israel is literally all that guides you. We don't need you or want you. If you are ready to come out of your delusions and come into light, into the right side, which is also the winning side, great, we'll be happy to have you. The rest of you can pound sand. You're total losers and have no power or influence here. And, you know, Joel Webbin's like, bummer, such a shame. And I'll get into what Joel Webbin has to say more about this in a minute. But then they go and call him a Nazi, call him the Nazi pastor, has just entered the chat. So This is a very interesting, hot development. So Joel Webbin says, really disappointing. People who love your product express disagreement with a president, many of whom sincerely honor and happily voted for, yet straight to leftist name calling from a right-wing company. And that is what is definitely happening. That is a development on the right, is that so many people are really just becoming Antifa dweebs on the right, because at the end of the day, they would side with communists over the so-called Nazis, even though none of these people are Germans from a specific period of time in which, because I think things like fascism are largely dependent on their the time period in which these ideas developed. Even if you read the 25 planks of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, it's very contextualized to a specific time and also a specific place. So that, to me, you know, is how you would define Nazism and stuff like that. But with that said, it is a leftist tactic to label your enemies as Nazis, as racists, as anti-Semites, as homophobes, as transphobes, as Islamophobes, as xenophobes. All these different phobes and ists and isms and stuff like that is leftist tactic 101. And the powers of these words do not work anymore. They, you know, and here's the thing. The Post made it seem like they're just calling out a specific group of people, but at the end of the day, they made it clear that's not all who they were calling out. So this is Insight to Insight, which is J.D. Hall's Substack, which is a very good, like this, like he writes more than I can read, but everything that I read is just solid. You know, maybe one day I'll have J.D.'s writing talent. I just don't, though. Not right now, and, you know, I got way too much else going on to really hone in on that craft, and, yeah, I like fiction writing as well, which I don't even have time to do. Anyway, so this is Joel Webbin's writing, though, we're gonna read, and I'll think I'll pick up where J.D. Hall ends the article, because I think that part's pretty interesting as well. He says, "It's not every day you find your name tossed into the fire by a watch company." And Joel Webbin continues saying, "I want to be clear from the outset, Wasson Watch Company didn't initially call me out personally. Instead, they made a sweeping statement that appeared to demonize just about anyone who criticizes Israel and thinks America shouldn't have bombed Iran. I'll give my opinions on the American 12-day war, as it's being called, with Iran, probably on Thursday's live stream. So you definitely want to tune into that as we talk about that and just very interesting developments. You know, I'm very much a military history nerd. Like, that is, you know, one of my areas of specialties. I like watching YouTube war videos and stuff like that a lot. You know, great for the whole family and all. So that's more of my interest. So I've always been interested in World War II, never been interested in the Holocaust at all. I just think that gets way more emphasis than the more interesting stuff that goes on in the period of World War II. But anyway, plug for tomorrow's live stream. He says, so the, and Joel Webbin here lays out the overarching context for what's going on here. Like, it, this is not just a statement about, hey, who does and doesn't belong in the Republican Party and MAGA and conservatism in general. There's underlying context in the environment in which they're making these decisions. Joel Webbin sort of calls it out, like they're really just trying to broad brush people who disagree with them. And they definitely took the bait. Joel Webbin continues, "I responded by saying, bummer, such a shame, with a humorous Dwight Schrute gif opening a coffin for someone to climb inside. In other words, I was saying, guys, you're alienating a pretty massive portion of your market. There's a ton of men who love your product. They really do make fantastic watches. I mean, I'm not a watch person, so maybe the Chinese watches are fine in high quality. And fully supportive of 95% of your messes. Wasson is constantly taking bold stands on conservative cultural issues, which I and many others like me deeply appreciate. But there are a lot of conservative Christian guys out there that are convicted that the modern state of Israel is a serious problem, and yet these guys are not Nazis. They are not advocating for a final solution, and they're not encouraging America to go to war against Israel. They just want Israel to out of our politics and to stop negatively influencing our culture. Now, up to this point, I fully acknowledge that Wasson has a complete plausible deniability. They could have not responded, or they could have said something like, "We're not talking about you, Joel, and if the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it." Unfortunately, all plausible deniability went out of the window when they immediately responded by publicly calling me a Nazi pastor. Ah, so I was right in my suspicions. Wasson was talking about me, and much more importantly, thousands of faithful men who think like I do, and thus my disappointment. This is a massive and completely unnecessary alienating of a sizable portion of their base. And it simply seems like a poor sales tactic to criticize potentially millions of Americans who don't want to send their kids to fight in another endless war. I don't follow the watch world, but it seems Wasson got a bit too caught up in the excitement of Fox News. They didn't just attack me. I'll admit my political commentary is often a bit too spicy for the average listener, but they even lashed out at Tucker Carlson and many MAGA supporters who are genuinely cautious about more bloodshed. To go further to complicate matters, they doubled down a few hours later when I publicly gave credit to Nick Fuentes for his analysis and predictions regarding the current tensions in the Middle East in my live stream. They called me a Nazi not because I called for anything, much less did anything, violent or hateful, but simply because I was willing to publicly agree with Fuentes, who has been right regarding these issues far more than people like to admit. I have not watched his live stream for the, just for clarification. I'm vaguely aware of Fuentes' thing. I don't think it's aged as well as it had aged by the time, you know, it's aged more poorly than when Joel Webbin did the live stream, is what I'm trying to say here. So, but you know, that's why you should watch my live stream tomorrow. There's another plug for you. I'm not this self-promoting usually. Sure, I have plenty of disagreements with Fuentes. For starters, I'm a devout Protestant, although I admit it gets a little harder each day to say that out loud. Yet I like to think it's telling when a 26-year-old like Nick sees so many truths about geopolitics more clearly than all the so-called respectable people. And yeah, I think that's a low bar. I think Joel would even say that that's a low bar. Like, it's not as high praise of Nick Fuentes as it sounds, because I think it's just a low praise of so much of the neocon establishment media. Calling someone like Nick a Nazi just because they disagree with you about a war is wrong. It dilutes the meaning of the word and tries to silence people who question the military-industrial complex. So that's kind of where he talks about, but you know, the more he calls names like Nazi or racist, the less it actually works. He concludes by saying, "People are tired of seeing good men attacked for speaking the truth. I don't expect an apology from Wasson, but I sincerely hope they consider laying off all the rest out there who think like I do." So that is Joel Webbin on J.D. Hall's Substack. So let's kind of talk about more about what they do. Like, they, again, this is a company that markets itself to right-wing anons, and here they are trying to call for church discipline on another anon who they're like, do people in this man's church know that he's a Holocaust denier? And it's a post that says, "Is it Holocaust denial if I only believe 5.9 Jews died?" I think there's a typo there. You know, it's meant to say 5.9 million. Because you can't do 5.9 people, like, that's not a thing. But yeah, there is a fixation on the number 6, on the number 6 million, and the reason for that is not because, you know, most genocides have a range, but the reason why there's a fixation on the number 6 million is because 6 is a holy number for modern Jews, and Talmudic Judaism, you know, it's on the Star of Ephraim, which is on the Israeli flag, you know, 6 points, like, they are obsessed with the number 6. You know, that symbol's an occultic symbol talking about the planet Saturn, sixth planet from the sun. So a little bit of Saturn worship or Satan worship. But that, you know, that's par for the course for a pagan people group. But Christians really should not be defending that or that behavior. So with that said, there's also this other image that they posted, which is theologically errant. So that's why I wanted to talk about that. It says, "If you are not a Holocaust denier, you'd wear a Wasson." So again, they're trying to use the Holocaust, a tragic event, to sell watches, which, you could say is pretty pretty low, pretty sleazy, and not cool. But I understand meme marketing, you know, and stuff like that. But man, if I were obsessed with a certain narrative, I might consider that bad taste. Wasson Watch Company has had enough, it concludes, and we want to be crystal clear. We do not live, or we have not and will not ever hate Jews, and we affirm God has a special plan for them. And they cite Jeremiah 31 through 31, and they cite Romans 11. So let's just be clear, like Jeremiah 31 is clearly about Christ. It is about Christ, and dispensationalists take this passage and turn it about modern Jews, and that is blasphemous. That is blasphemous. So let's just read the 31, and they said through 34, 34 through 30 or through 40, but I think it's all prophecy about the days of Christ. So behold, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law within them on their hearts, and on their hearts I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is talking about the elect who believe in Jesus. That's who this is talking about. You know, Jesus says, you know, Jesus talks about introducing the new covenant when he does the Last Supper. So that's what this is talking about. That's what this is all pointing to. They will not teach again, each man is his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, knowing the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. So this is talking about God's chosen people, those whom Christ saves. And that's what this whole thing's about. If anything, this part afterwards strikes me as being about AD 70 and, you know, dissolving the, you know, then the offspring of Israel will cease from being a nation before me forever. So I don't, that part's a little more difficult for me, but it does seem like an allusion to the AD 70 siege. So going back to Wasson Watch Company, again, the fact that they're trying to call for, you know, people to be church disciplined over things that are not theologically important is pretty interesting. Another person who they're trying to go after and dox, you know, they called Dissident Soaps, a Nazi soap company. And again, they make a good product. Definitely recommend using them as well. I'd love to have them as a sponsor if they want to become a sponsor for Evangelical Dark Web. And then this is a very interesting comparison, is that the Black Rifle, guys, the new Black Rifle Coffee Company just dropped, and this is a stock chart for them, because they were at one point, I believe they had a 9-figure valuation at one point, Black Rifle Coffee Company, and they hate their base. They hate their base of support. They're liberals who used the gun issue, who used gun rights to market to an audience that they hate to make a lot of money. Founder was Jewish, by the way, and pretty degenerate at that. There's a lawsuit about that. So just saying, like there's a couple of companies out there that are like this, that are money schemes on really good-hearted people, or at least people with better dispositions and instincts than, you know, your broader American. Like, they target this audience to make a lot of money off of. And Black Rifle Coffee Company, they did just that. And that is the path that Wasson Watch Company is following. It's not a good path that is crashing out on a business scale. Sure, they might get a lot of, you know, sales initially from all this free advertising they're getting. But at the end of the day, you're not a based watch company if James Lindsay's singing your praises. You're just not. That's at the end of the day, that is whom you are really following. And you're also not really following the Bible if you're taking passages about Jesus and turning them about modern Jews. Like, that is, to me, blasphemous, because there's a lot of that, and it you're taking the Christ out of scripture, and that's why I'm calling it blasphemy. You're inserting something over Christ when scripture is talking about Christ, who is God, and you're replacing that in scripture. So I have issues with that, and that's really all I got to say about that for now. This story is pretty fascinating to me for a number of reasons. And if you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're new, have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.